Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper daily briefing for Sunday, July 12th, 2026. Lots of ground to cover today. We've got content coming in from homesteading and off-grid living, food and pantry preparedness, gear, medical, and more. Let's get into it. We'll start with homesteading and off-grid living, because there's a solid cluster of content there today. Wild Homestead is deep into their log cabin build on their off-grid homestead, episode 111 in their series, and this one focuses on the master bedroom and bathroom, specifically walls and appliances. If you've been following their build, this is the kind of practical, hands-in-the-work content that makes this series worth watching. Over at Home Sweet Home Alaska, they wrapped up a major project, a fully screened porch at their off-grid cabin. They also share what they're calling a close call in the woods. Alaska living is not casual, and this channel doesn't pretend it is. Fork the System took on a question a lot of off-gridders wrestle with. Can you actually build a complete off-grid electrical system for under 2,000 pounds? They walk through how they did it after upgrading from an aging solar setup. Real numbers, real build. Frugal Off-Grid did something a little quieter, but genuinely useful. They walked the fence line around their off-grid homestead and shared where things stand after 6 years of building. 6 years of progress in one walk is a good way to take stock. Snowstead went even further back. After 5 years living off-grid, first in a Sprinter van, then in a self-built tiny home, they're breaking down whether it was actually cheaper. That's a question a lot of people have before they commit to this lifestyle. And 5 years of real data is about as honest as it gets. And Roots to Fruits off-grid homestead is documenting a significant moment in their build. They reshaped part of a mountain to lay the foundation for their home. If you're following along with shipping container builds or off-grid construction generally, their channel is covering it in real time. On the communications and technology side, Ham Radio 2.0 posted something that's going to be useful for anyone running Starlink in the field or off-grid. During Field Day 2026, they kept Starlink running for more than 24 hours straight using an external battery connected to a secondary battery and a 150-watt solar panel. And the external battery still had 42% charge remaining at the end of the run. That's a real-world field test with specific hardware and specific results. If Starlink is part of your communications plan and you've wondered how to keep it powered without shore power, this is the kind of hands-on data worth watching. Canadian Prepper is covering Flock cameras and what the data center implications are. Flock cameras, those automated license plate readers increasingly deployed in neighborhoods and along roadways, raise real questions for people who think about privacy and surveillance as part of their preparedness picture. That's the territory this video is in. Shifting to everyday carry and gear, Gideon's Tactical put a budget bushcraft knife head-to-head against the Maracniv Garberg. The knife in question is from One Tigress, and the comparison is built around cost versus performance. The Garberg is one of the more respected mid-range bushcraft blades out there, so using it as the benchmark tells you something about how seriously they're taking the test. Over on the Car Essentials side, Accessorize Me covers what they consider the key items to keep in your vehicle. This one is focused on charging and mount solutions for daily drivers, magnetic car chargers, MagSafe compatibility, and what they found useful in real use. For everyday carry that lives in the car, it's a practical rundown. In skills and knowledge, Primitive Camping and Bushcraft put out a short but pointed piece on primitive shelter, specifically the argument that your shelter starts before you ever set up a tarp. Clothing is your first layer of protection against sun, bugs, wind, and rain. It's a foundational concept that gets glossed over in a lot of gear-heavy content, and this channel brings it back to basics. Medical preparedness has a strong entry today from Skinny Medic. The video covers the proper response to penetrating chest trauma, specifically the decision-making process around wound packing versus chest seals. They use a torso model to walk through the protocols, and the focus is on understanding when to apply a chest seal and when wound packing is the right call. This is critical care decision-making territory, and Skinny Medic presents it clearly. If you've taken any TCCC or Stop the Bleed training, this is a good reinforcement. If you haven't, it's a strong case for why that training matters. Food and pantry preparedness is well covered today across multiple creators. Homesteading Family is tackling something every home canner eventually runs into: jars that don't seal. After more than 20 years of canning, the host still has occasional seal failures, and in this video, she walks through the most common reasons it happens. Understanding the failure modes is how you prevent them, and this is the kind of knowledge that keeps your food storage reliable. Prepper Potpourri is participating in what they're calling Jar It Up July, and today's entry is Cherry Lemonade Concentrate. They show how to make and can the concentrate for long-term pantry storage, a way to preserve fresh cherries while they're in season and have a ready-to-use drink base on the shelf all year. It's a practical canning project with a clear shelf life benefit. Alaska Granny is rotating the pantry, and she's doing it with a pumpkin chili recipe built entirely from stockpile ingredients. She formats it as a meal in a bag kit, which is a useful way to pre-assemble pantry meals for fast prep. If you've been sitting on canned goods and want a system for actually using them before they expire, this is the approach she's demonstrating. And DIY Prepper TV is covering how a new prepper should spend their first $100. The answer they land on is centered on dry food stockpiling and water storage, building the foundation before getting into anything else. If you know someone just getting started, this is a solid entry point to share. Now, a couple of things worth noting briefly. Full Spectrum Survival posted two videos yesterday. Both are geopolitics and current events, infrastructure disruption scenarios, international news, surveillance concerns. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, that channel is worth a look. Pinball Preparedness weighed in on crime statistics and whether the U.S. is the most dangerous developed country. That's a current events conversation, not a preparedness one. Same note applies. If it's relevant to your research, the channel is there. A few rising voices worth noting today. 0A11 Remote Homestead out of Northern BC went live for Sheep Butchering Day on their off-grid homestead. Livestock processing is a real homesteading skill, and if you're building toward food self-sufficiency that includes animals, their channel is documenting it in real time. Phoenix Vaults posted a short on a survival tool combination, knife sharpener and ferro rod together. Simple concept, but the pairing of fire starting and blade maintenance in a compact package is worth knowing about for kit building. Sharp Empire put out a short reviewing an OTF tool for everyday carry. One brief mention there, and we move on, since that's about as deep as we go in that direction on this show. And Frontier Preppers has a short up. The title is Hunger Changes Everything, covering food, preparedness, and the psychology of why food security deserves serious attention in any prep plan. On the community discussion side, Reddit didn't have active prep threads to pull from today, so we'll keep moving. Before we close, Augustin Farms has a sale running right now, up to 50% off, and you can find it at augustinfarms.com. If you've been meaning to add to your long-term food storage, that's a real discount worth acting on before it ends. Today's briefing was shaped by one clear theme: practical skills and tangible knowledge. Canning failures, chest trauma protocols, off-grid power systems, knife comparisons. This community is putting in the work, not just talking about it. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Stay ready, stay grounded, and I'll see you tomorrow.